like open doors.
We should skip that. Since we had such a long intro in the first hour. Anyway, welcome back. Top of the second hour this Tuesday, November 28th, 2017. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors. Feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion as always. So let me just kind of back out of some of the stuff. The story, again, over at Republic Broadcasting. .org that you can see it's an AP story republished at Republic Broadcasting a couple of days ago, originally ran in the Chicago Tribune, and the headline: 50,000 children in Yemen have died of starvation and disease so far this year, monitoring group says. And this is a UN group story, which, you know, I mean, I've said it lately, when you have UN groups, World Health Organization, World Food Program, ACLU, SPLC, when these kinds of groups suddenly are the collective conscience for society, we know Houston, we have a huge problem. You go back a few decades, and these were awful groups. It's similar. It's sort of it's just another one of those milestones along the way that kind of lets us know where we are. When you see George Bush doing, you know, Bush 2W doing paintings and sort of the media darling of the day, you know how bad it is. Obama, you know, the cult of personality there is, I mean, it eclipses even Slick Willie Clinton. It's unbelievable. But, you know, Bush in particular, the you know, everybody the world over called him the devil. You know, when Ahmadinejad spoke at the UN General Assembly and said, smells like the devil was just here, smells like sulfur. Now we come forward and he's painting pictures, and the late night talk show hosts, the ostensibly liberal late night talk show hosts can't get enough of him. It's just, it's crazy what's happening, and certainly indicative of the post-truth era that we live in. And you'll recall that post-truth doesn't mean after truth. It means we're more concerned with a persuasive argument and less concerned with facts and objectivity. Well, that leads to destruction pretty quickly. So back to this AP article. Again, 50,000 children in Yemen have died of starvation and disease so far this year, monitoring group says. So continuing from the story, on Thursday, leaders of the World Health Organization, the UN Children's Agency, and the World Food Program issued a joint appeal for easing the blockade. Now tell me if this makes any sense to you. Why would you create a blockade that would starve the broader cross-section of people in a country, ostensibly fighting Yemen's Shiite rebels? So you're gonna fight a few people by starving the entire country. Isn't that a war crime? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem to recall that's a war crime to do that. But you know, when you don't have any qualms about hanging your own princes, your own billionaire princes upside down and torturing them, actually they're not doing it. You know, American PMCs are, supposedly. But again, that's just one of the things that, who knows, can we prove it? Which gets back to Bill Cooper's point. You know, read everything, listen to everyone, but don't trust anything unless you saw it with your own eyes, basically. While the Saudi-led military coalition has partially lifted the recent blockade of Yemen, closure of much of the country's air, sea, and land ports is making an already catastrophic situation worse, these organizations said. The space and access we need to deliver humanitarian assistance is being choked off, threatening the lives of millions of vulnerable children and families. What do you think this is going to do? What is the natural outcome? I'll talk about that in a second. The Saudi-led coalition went to war against the rebels, known as Houthis, in March 2015 on behalf of Yemen's internationally recognized government. Ah, yes. And that's funny language, isn't it? Does Yemen get a say in Yemen's government? The internationally recognized government. This sounds like the language that's being used in framing the argument to destroy Syria most recently and coming to Iran. Does anybody know the history of BP oil? If you're not familiar with James Corbett's series over at CorbettReport.com, go to CorbettReport.com/BigOil. Corbett Report, Corbett with two T's, report.com/BigOil, BIGOIL, and watch that series. It's a documentary series that he put together. Part one, how Big Oil conquered the world. Part two, why Big Oil conquered the world. And this is a pretext to other information that he's put out, a background, if you will. It's incredible. It is just a wealth of information, as James Corbett always does, in a fashion that is uniquely his and brilliant. So go check that out. And this is, you know, this is part of the argument, and this and that, by the way, is a backdrop to where we are now and where we're headed. You know, the whole, I mean, James has done videos and some stories on data is the new oil. So I'll leave that to the listener for now without getting too far off track. We need to understand what's really happening. I mean, we're so utterly ignorant of geopolitics and geostrategy that is being applied, and we are the cannon fodder and the tip of the spear that's going around conquering and to conquer. It's really sad and disturbing when you realize how mind-controlled the American people are and how easy it is. You have folks saying, you know, this network draws a particular contingent that will say, well, it's the Jews. It's some of them, yes. And speaking of Daryl Bradford Smith, in that last talk that he gave, it's interesting listening to him come full circle. Some, you have to observe the nuances. You can't generalize. Yes, there are some who call themselves Jews. I wouldn't even call them Jews, because I think the way that Paul defined the term Jew in Romans 2 and Romans 9, if we're going to use the terminology, let's define terms first. You can define the terms any way you like. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Let's just agree on terminology at the outset. Let's not obfuscate because we haven't clearly defined terms. And so I would, in defining terms, I would point to Romans 2, Romans 9, Revelation 2, 9, and 3, 9. Places like that, that's where I would go to clearly define terms and delineate between those, as, you know, we played the clip, Eustace Mullins calling, you know, a certain group of people Orthodox Jews and then another group Reform Jews, which are most recognizably Zionists or political Zionists, as I would say, because it is a political agenda. You have to make the distinction. In the same way, you have to make the distinction between the broader cross-section of Muslim orthodoxy and these Wahhabi, Salafi, Diobandi, pirates, the ideologues who are recruited and galvanized, basically prodded with a lightning rod and given guns and money and training to go out and cause problems. Getting back to Yemen, speaking of that. The Saudi-led coalition went to war against the rebels known as Houthis in March 2015 on behalf of Yemen's internationally recognized government. Yeah, right. The war has killed more than 10,000 people and displaced 3 million. Think about that. Speaking of Agenda 21, Chapter 7, human settlement camps, Yemen was the Arab world's – listen to this. Listen. Yemen was the Arab world's poorest country even before the conflict began. Saudi Arabia, by contrast, the wealthiest. So you have the wealthiest attacking the poorest even before the conflict began. What can Yemen possibly do? You have to have some kind of resources to make war, don't you? In his book, The Anglo-American Establishment, the way that Amazon describes the book, the Amazon book description reads, Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. Now, I ask you, the title of the book is The Anglo-American Establishment. Who were the intriguers? Who were the intriguers? Quigley pointed to. There were some that were of, some would call Jewish heritage or whatever, but I think that's disingenuous. It's not the Jewish American or the crypto Jew or Khazar establishment. It's not that. It's not the Medo-Persian establishment. It's the Anglo-American establishment. What does that mean? And as some folks have observed, I mean, even I mentioned Ernst Zundel earlier, even he said it's about power. I mentioned John Spivak's article series, often Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy, testimony that the Dickstein Committee suppressed by John Spivak, published back in 1935. And even Spivak said way back then, as he pointed to Smedley Butler's redacted and suppressed testimony, Spivak wrote, it will be shown that financial and economic class considerations rise above every other kind, including racial and religious ones. The anti-Semitic character of Nazism has been abundantly demonstrated in these pages. Nevertheless, this article and succeeding ones will reveal Jewish financiers working with fascist groups, which, if successful, would unquestionably heighten the wave of hate the Jew propaganda. Listen to what James Perloff has said about this. You know, he talks about how this is how it works. You know, you got Jewish financiers financing Hitler in Germany, and then international industrialists financing, but they're all conspiring together. And he says, you know, this is all stuff that's come out on the History Channel. It's not a secret. It's this. Financial and economic class considerations rise above every other kind. And some folks are better at some parts of the plot than others. Everyone has their role to play on the stage. That's how it works. Don't be an actor in this theatrical production designed to destroy you and I and mankind in general, is the moral of the story in simple terms. So back to this article. UN officials said more than 20 million people, including 11 million children, are in need of urgent assistance, with 7 million totally dependent on food assistance. Yet somehow these people are attacking Saudi Arabia? I add parenthetically, the UN has called it the worst humanitarian crisis in the world. Yet somehow these people are attacking Saudi Arabia or anyone. They're just trying to survive today, get to tomorrow. You really think they're making war with anybody? Those that are the small coterie of folks, where did they come from? It's unbelievable what's happening and what we are helping to foment. Even with the partial lifting of the blockade, the World Food Program estimates that an additional 3.2 million people will be pushed into hunger. If left untreated, 150,000 malnourished children could die within the coming months. It will not be like the famine that we saw in South Sudan. Who created that? That's called nation building, we call it, which is synonymous with terrorism. But not be like that, the famine that we saw in South Sudan earlier this year, earlier in the year, when tens of thousands of people were affected. It will not be like the famine which cost 250,000 people their lives in Somalia in 2011. Again, who created that? We call it nation building. Yay, nation building, said Mark Locock, the UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, in a briefing at the UN Security Council last week. Listen to this. He said, it will be the largest famine the world has seen for many decades with millions of victims. Isn't this a war crime? Who's doing this? And what will this foment? It foments conflict. Look at how the Yemeni people have been abused by the world, a region. The AP story acknowledges Yemen was the Arab world's poorest country even before the conflict began. What is happening, America? What are you part of? What are you doing? You know? Unbelievable. You might as well throw in Yemen with those seven countries in 5 years. Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Iran. Have we attacked all of those countries ostensibly in the name of spreading freedom and democracy? Nation building, which, read the definitions. Go to RAND Corporation's The Beginner's Guide to Nation Building, an insulting title, and then read the definition of terrorism. Nation building involves the use of armed force as part of a broader effort to promote political and economic reforms, with the objective of transforming a society emerging from conflict into one at peace with itself and its neighbors. Who created the conflict? Who starved people out? Who armed rebels, Houthi rebels, so-called? Nation building involves the use of armed force to promote political and economic reforms. Define terrorism. Terrorism is the use of violence and intimidation in the pursuit of political aims. Gosh, that sounds like nation building. So we might as well, with those seven countries in 5 years, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, all have been attacked. We played the clip over and over. I will never forget retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner on the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer back in September of 2006, when Blitzerbot says, what would it take for the order to be given to start conducting military operations in Iran? And Sam Gardner says, it's already happened. It's already been given. Evidence is overwhelming. We've been there for at least 18 months, which would put us in, you know, conducting operations in Iran since 2004. He wrote a report for the Century Foundation. He talked about below the CNN line, meaning just because you don't hear it on CNN, don't mean it ain't happening. You dig? We'll be right back.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your life pass you by. Weep not for memory.
Welcome back.
I'm so tired.
So, where is Sarah McLachlan? Where are all of the folks that are so concerned? You know, we're concerned about dogs. You see those commercials and the PSAs, you know, the shivering dogs and that kind of nonsense. We're so concerned about dogs. What about people? What about our own sons and daughters? What about the folks in Yemen and these war-torn regions that we are destroying in the name of nation building, so-called? You know? Why are we not concerned about our own people? Why aren't we concerned about people in general? It's unbelievable. Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Iran. We might as well include Egypt, Jordan, the West Bank, Yemen. Right? It's unbelievable. Anyway, continuing in this article,
cling to a past that doesn't let me
continuing just to conclude the article. As I said, Mark Lowcock said, the UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs said, it will be the largest famine the world has seen for many decades, with millions of victims. Is this what we want our children participating in? This is what American taxpayers are going, American tax dollars are going to fund, ostensibly. But we have no control over that. Is it time to put a stop to this nonsense? Think about what's going on. Think about what we have fomented. It's unbelievable. You know, when you think about how the Yemeni people in this case have been attacked in the name of freedom and democracy, nation building, by this coalition of folks. I mean, what neck do you grab to say, okay, enough? When do the Yemeni people get to decide their own fate? Who appointed the Saudi-led coalition the arbiter of the Yemeni people? And you can't make the – there's just no legitimate, credible argument to be made that some group within the borders of Yemen presents some kind of a threat to Saudi Arabia. It's just not – a credible, legitimate argument. Not possible. The real terrorists are the Salafi ideologues that stem from the three main countries of Qatar, United Arab Emirates, and of course, Saudi Arabia. That's where they come from. All the other places in the area are infected by the wellspring of Wahhabism in Saudi Arabia. That's where they come from. ISIS beheads people because it adheres to Saudi Arabia's state religion. I mean, again, I don't want to oversimplify, but it's just about that simple. Radical fundamentalists. Where did they get it? It's Wahhabism. Do you think it's a coincidence that the black flag of jihad is essentially the same flag that Saudi Arabia flies? Theirs is it's green instead of black, with a sword on it, no less. Who puts a sword on their flag? Live by the sword, die by the sword. You know, it's the same flag. It's just unbelievable. So what do you think happens in Yemen? Here's what happens. You have an oppressed people. These people are desperately impoverished and becoming more impoverished by design. Which, you know, then you have these interest groups that want to come in and create terrorists. So, you know, you have these poor, desperate people. You come in and you recruit mercenaries. Hey, kids, we'll pay you a few meager dollars to go fight and kill each other and other people. So, you know, they buy into that. You create some pirates, and they're just mercenaries. They'll go wherever the money is, wherever the money takes them. And then, of course, you can say, look, there are pirates. We need to attack them. We need to fight Yemen's Shiite rebels, the Houthi rebels. Well, where did the Houthis come from? And are they really a threat to Saudi Arabia? The wellspring of terrorism around the world is going to somehow combat terrorism? Always reminds me of pirates and emperors. Why, I'm not a duck. If any ducks come around here, I'll blast them. It's that ridiculous. And then, of course, we have the countless Yemeni detainees in Gitmo. Can you see how all of this foments further conflict? It's despicable. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up.
Interesting. The RAND Corporation says that nation building involves the use of armed force to promote political and economic reforms. Dictionary.com defines terrorism, a noun, as the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. Again, sounds strikingly similar to me. And then it's kind of interesting, isn't it? Humorous that Wikipedia, under the entry definitions of terrorism, opens with this plausible deniability, the statement of plausible deniability. There is no universal agreement on the definition of terrorism. Naturally. But I digress. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Glenn in Philly. Glenn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. All right. Well, you know, I identify with and agree with and understand your the passion of your rant. I'm going to take a couple seconds to pick on a couple of things because I know you appreciate that ever so much. I think you mean cattle prod rather than lightning rod. One doesn't traditionally prod people with a lightning rod. And about shivering dogs being nonsense, boy, you got to be careful. The fact that people, I agree with you that, you know, what about humans? You know, we, unfortunately, it's all too easy as human sinners being weary of other human sin to have a bit of a stunted sense of empathy for humans, especially humans halfway around the world. I wrestle with this myself. I'm a dog lover, and it's much easier for me to go, oh, when I see a shivering dog, than, you know, yet another starving child halfway around the world. Yet this is misplaced, you know, in terms of priority. You know, so you're right. I mean, we, you know, what about the humans? But it's something we need to cultivate in ourselves, you know, to empathy for humans. And the lack of empathy in its extreme form is the sociopathy of the leaders who kill and starve people, you know, are killing and starving these people. So these leaders who do this stuff are the epitome of demonic, you know, sociopathic disregard and lack of empathy. So yeah, definitely. I'm listening, but yeah, in thinking about your rants, I'm also thinking, you know, why, certainly, yeah, and again, I'm agreeing with everything what you're saying, and I'm thinking, you know, Jesus did say, no man, you know, way and the truth and life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And Yemen is not a Christian country. I don't know how persecuting they are of Christians. And yet part of me wonders, you know, if there were a contingent or a larger contingent of Christian believers in Yemen to call the nation to repentance and faith in the true God as opposed to faith in the demonic Allah, would it not be possible that the living and true God would have more mercy upon their people, even in the face of devious and dastardly plans against them? Would not God raise up a standard against the evil to help protect his people who are crying out for him for mercy in that country? So, you know, unfortunately, when we see this even in the Old Testament, God sometimes uses a more wicked nation to bring judgment on a less wicked nation. You know, certainly the Romans were more wicked in many ways than the Jews of Israel at the time of the Roman-Jewish War. One might argue that because the Jews had just finished a process of rejecting the Messiah. So one could say that perhaps Israel was more evil for having rejected the Messiah than Rome was for worshiping a pantheon of gods and perpetrating all manner of perversions and evil and conquering people. So, you know, while in, you know, in a love thy neighbor sense, I certainly agree with you, you know, from a Christian standpoint, looking at this externally, yes, this is horrific. But at some level, spiritually, you know, I have to wonder if this people worshiping the devil under the name of a false god might not have access to the intervention and assistance of God against this wickedness.
Well, I think it's easy for us to wax soft from afar, you know.
I'm kind of serious. You know, there's a good contingent of Christians in Kenya, okay, Africa. Now, there's all sorts of, you know, wars and you know, struggles and stuff, and things going on. Now, one could argue that in South Africa, Afrikaners are ostensibly Christian, but let's face it, that's not much of a true Christian commitment at this point from a lot of those people. But there are places in Africa where there is a very strong Christian voice.
Now, absolutely, and you know, speaking of that, I've noted that the same area you're talking about is an area where we see stories on not an infrequent basis that, you know, where these Muslims, these so-called worshipers of, you know, the demonic Allah, you know, they protect Christians. So, you know, reminds me of what Paul wrote in Romans to that effect, which is not to convolute the discussion. I agree with the underlying premise. No. But, you know, I think if, you know, if indeed God is dealing with those folks, I listen to you. Hold on a second, Glenn.
Okay.
If God is indeed dealing with those folks, do we want to play the role of, as you know, in the context of what you mentioned, do we want to play the role of the more evil nation? I don't think so. In my estimation, we have no business fomenting the kind of conflict that we are, by whatever plausibly deniable means, you know, whether funneling arms through the Saudi-led coalition or snatch and grabs. You know, if you listen to what folks like Jeremy Scahill have talked about, you know, the fact that there are these arbitrary bombings that are being conducted, these raids, the night raids, snatch and grabs or killings where people are killed in the middle of the night and bullets are dug out of walls and people, bodies. You know, those kinds of things are despicable. Glenn, settle down.
Yes, they are.
I listen to you. You can listen to me for a second. All right, settle down.
I know, but don't talk to me that way, please.
Glenn, I listen to you castigate me pretty much every time you call in. Okay, you can listen to me for a second. All right.
Somebody makes
it. It's my broadcast. Be respectful. Come on.
Okay. It's the First Amendment free right now. It's my broadcast. It's like the Mike Rivera.
It's not the First Amendment, Glenn. This is a private network. The First Amendment doesn't apply.
Yes, but good manners do, and good conversation.
Absolutely,
do.
And you would do well to observe good manners.
No, I am.
You don't always.
You're droning again, preaching again.
We're about to move on.
Stipulated. You don't have to go and illustrate more despicable, dastardly stuff. Yes, I've already stipulated to that. Yes, it's horrible. But the important point that you cited there, which I have to go back to now, is that of one of Muslims helping Christians. Okay, now bear in mind that those are not that devout Quran-obeying, Hadith-obeying Muslims. Any Muslim who helps a Christian, according to the Quran and the Hadith, is worthy of death. So these are nominal Muslims who are responding, responding in a humanitarian manner, which is not compatible with the scriptures of Islam. Okay? The scriptures of Islam enjoin them to destroy Christians and unbelievers in general. If anyone even attempts to leave the faith, they are killed. Okay, so when you cite the generosity and kindness of Muslims helping Christians, that is a decent thing, but it is contrary to their belief system, and they put themselves at grave risk when they do so.
And that's kind of my point. You're validating my point. You know, when we see these stories, here's one, June 3rd, 2017, Muslims protect Christians under attack from ISIS-linked group as they flee Marawi. And the story says, we had a tip from the general commander that we should go out. You know, there was the story, and this was, you know, included, you know, you have stories of Muslims forming a human circle around churches, even Catholic churches. You have the story of, I want to say it was Somalia, not long ago, the Muslim folks telling the Christians on the bus, as I think it was Al-Shabaab was filing folks off the bus saying, we want to separate Christians and Muslims. And the Muslim folks on the bus are telling the Christians to put on their, you know, religious garb. And the Muslims said, we're not going to separate ourselves. This is courageous behavior. I don't want to get into, you know, splitting of hairs over religious.
It's not splitting of hairs, Chris. It's not splitting of hairs.
Glenn, I'd appreciate it if you'd listen to me and not interrupt me. I listen to you without interrupting you. Speaking of decorum, that's not observing good etiquette.
Then we're not having a conversation because I get to say something in a nutshell and you go revert into a lecture.
I disagree.
So I have to wait through a mini lecture every time you rejoin.
I think the folks listening would probably say yours is as much a mini lecture as mine, but go ahead.
No, it's not, because the time consumed by my answers is much shorter than yours. It's the same with Mike Rivero. He allocates about one-third as much time to the caller as he does to himself in the responses. So, you know, caller gets to say blah, 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 and host goes blah, 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 blah.
Well, it is his show.
Well, yeah, and if you want to take that attitude, you're going to get the kind of numbers you get, okay? I mean, if that's the way you converse with people at the dinner table or the bar or church.
I don't, but when people talk to me the way you talk to me, then you're pushing the envelope here. So I think we're going to move on, Glenn. All right? Thanks for your call. Unbelievable. You know, we don't need to – this is exactly what I'm talking about. We don't need to – the conflict is unnecessary. Anyway, Glenn is a very intelligent, articulate guy. I always appreciate his perspective, but there's no need for this kind of conflict. I think listening to the archives, Glenn, maybe you and I should listen to the archives. Maybe we'll – both have a change of perspective, and that would be a good thing. Let's go back to the phones and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, Chris, I think you're 100% correct. It's almost ludicrous. Okay, these people, because they're not Christian, God's not going to protect them from the so-called Christian nation America from going and killing them. What about maybe Christian nation America should not go around the world killing people? Chris, you are unfortunately, you're one of the only ones that has held onto their integrity and not gotten a severe bend in the needle of their moral compass. You are bringing back the old people, Eustace Mullins, Bill Cooper, Anthony Sutton, the good people. Now most people are putting on Council for National Policy or WorldNet Daily people. I mean, the change for anyone with half a brain should be able to see the change that has transpired. And it's not pretty. So
yeah.
I am one. I've listened I didn't hear the first hour. I had an errand. But then when I came back and I heard you say Bill Cooper, and I knew you'd mentioned Eustace Mullins before and Anthony Sutton and the Anglo-American Empire, the thing is, this is stuff that used to be the common stuff that was talked about on this type of radio. And except for you, it's pretty much disappeared. So, and you also bring up who I think are some of the saner other people who are still alive, like James Corbett, Aaron and Melissa Dykes. You know, it seems like the best people are marginalized. And, I had a discussion one time, because this even applies to Patriot Radio. I was having a discussion with somebody, and this person was going, well, my grandpa says the cream always rises to the top. And I said, well, so does pond scum. So what does that prove? And, it seems like in this country and even in Patriot Radio, it is the pond scum that seems to rise to the top. And so, I'm speaking the truth here, and I am so grateful for what you have been doing lately, because it brings back the good days of truth in this type of media, when I'm sorry, there are a lot of sellouts and a lot of liars. And like I said, so I'm sorry, I support the type of opinions that you're expressing 100%.
It's interesting thinking about the folks that we've lost just recently, speaking of, the folks like Eustace Mullins. I mean, Eustace Mullins, I remember in his epilogue for the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, folks can find over at Jackie Petru's website. And, Eustace Mullins talked about guys like Alfalfa Bill Murray. Who's ever heard of Alfalfa Bill Murray? Maybe we'll play a clip coming back in the next break here. But, you know, guys like him and Ezra Pound,
yeah.
You know, who's heard of these people? And we need to be reminded we're losing all of that history. These giants that did so much and gave so much of themselves for their fellow American.
What does it say about all the Patriot hosts, except you, who has allowed these people to be forgotten? These were some of the best, and they have let them slip into obscurity. So I just had to tell you, I'm so glad I got in, because I'm grateful for what you are doing. I agree with everything you're saying.
Thanks, Renee. I appreciate it. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
Chose man to make me blue.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab William in Montana. William, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Morning, Chris.
Morning.
Well, this has really given us a lot to think about. A while back, I was reading Eustace Mullins' work on Ezra Pound, and he was talking, and this is very critical. I mean, it is just one of those things that come out of the blue. You read something, and it changes your life. And he was talking, he was doing a little exegesis on Proverbs 28:24, and where it says, you know, whosoever robbeth his father or his mother and saith it is no transgression, the same is a companion of the destroyer or the deceiver. And when I look at all of this, you know, like, well, what is, you know, how do we reverse this? You said, you know, what neck do we grab?
Yeah.
You know, is it Zionism, Wahhabism, Deep State, the Rothschilds? And what I see happening is that the more insidious than controlling the banks is controlling our vocabulary. And I see that, you know, with Twitter, Facebook, Amazon, you know, all of these, you know, sort of digital mechanisms are really, you know, inculcating, you know, a new vocabulary, a new way, what we're allowed to think and how we go about thinking. And when you talk about the unknowables happen because we have been, you know, losing our vocabulary to see these things clearly. And this really is the result of all this digital stuff. You know, when you talk about the cloud, what does the cloud do? It's a mechanism of changing vocabulary, changing the way in which we put things together or don't. And this is all, you know, the rewiring, you know, the automatic updates. What do the automatic updates do? They basically, you know, get us to pay for this process of encapsulating our minds in a way that there is only conflict, there is not resolution. And you have to look at this stuff on such, you know, every time you make a statement, I always feel like I have to have like four parentheticals and footnotes.
Exactly.
For everything you say.
It's ridiculous.
Because it's so complex. And if you don't see that complexity and you don't find a way of putting that complexity together, you're always being hoodwinked and you don't know which end is up. And so I really commend you digging into this deeply. It's all related. The whole AI thing is a very interesting thing to discuss, but the vocabulary, I think, is key.
I couldn't agree more. I think of Jaron Lanier. I think of what Orwell wrote about linguistic minimalism and the return to Egyptian hieroglyphics.
Perhaps the most colorful governor of the state of Oklahoma.
Yep.
And a despotism by judicial control is as bad on the liberties of the people as a military despotism.
Murray was a strong leader for Oklahoma. He was big on agriculture, presided over the state constitutional convention, and even ran for president in 1932. Alfalfa Bill Murray, Oklahoma's ninth governor.
Is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.